Hello and welcome to another My Tunes podcast here on Manx Radio.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
This week on My Tunes, we're going to introduce you to somebody who's only been at Manx Radio a few weeks. In our newsroom, has recently taken over pounding the typewriter, Rob Pritchard. Welcome to My Tunes.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on. We heard you on 3FM for a while, but that wasn't your first radio job. Where were you before then?
So before then, I was it was a bit of a split, really, because I was doing some community radio work over at Wirral Radio, which is sadly no longer here now. That was alongside a part-time job I was doing at the time. Radio has always been something I've been interested in, even with my journalism background, as it were, in the years gone by. Had a fantastic experience there. So that was really the main starting point, I think. I'd had some experience when I was about 16 over at Radio City in Liverpool, but that was obviously very brief while I was at school and whatnot. But that was my first real glimpse into how the radio scene worked on a day-to-day, and I was hooked onto it from the start. I found it a great way to entertain people.
So you used to listen to Radio City. It was it still is a huge station.
Absolutely, yes. And of course, there have been changes there. From what I've gathered anyway, from the things that I've read in the past, just like there has been with radio all over, I guess, for whatever reason that may be. But yes, still a huge and also incredibly well-respected servant of the Liverpool community.
Totally. The journalism came before the radio, you were saying. So when did you first get interested in journalism?
Well, it was a slightly different angle, I'd say, from the degree that I did at university. So after university, I decided, well, I'd like to give this a go as well. I'd always been interested in creative writing from a young age, and I'm still doing that today to a certain extent. But that was the journalism side of things, which obviously is quite different a lot of the time, but something that always still interested me. So after I finished university, I joined a organization called News Associates. They have offices in Manchester and London. I chose to go to the Manchester one, and I split studying there over the space of a year or so, along with working part-time. Had to bring the cash in somehow.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's where it first started, where I really started to build on my knowledge and experience, went through all the relevant qualifications and examinations, and then I eventually came out of that with the starting skills that I needed. So before I went into radio, my time was in newspapers. I spent some time in South Cumbria for just under a year, and also before that, as part of experience, I'd done a little bit in the Merseyside area.
We'll talk a lot more about newspapers and the media in general tomorrow and during the week. Let's have our first track of the week. What have we got?
So I've decided to go with Don't You by Simple Minds. I believe there's a couple of brackets afterwards that explain the lyrics that come after that. The songs that I've chosen really are from sort of key transitions, I guess, that I've gone through life so far. I mean, some people might say, well, in the grand scheme of things, you're really old enough to be saying that. I'd say yes, because, you know, I've gone through working in different places, working on different challenges, and this song, I would say, is probably part of the culmination of doing my university degree. I absolutely loved the three years that I did, and it showed, I suppose, a kind of change in my mindset over time, I think, because, you know, when I went in there as an 18-year-old, as plenty of students love to do, we love to party, we love to have a good time and embrace it, and then my mindset had changed a little bit over time, thinking, no, I've got to get my head down here. And all went well in the end. But I suppose it was the nice sort of culmination, I think, of that chapter. So that's why I've put that in there.
And it is a cracking tune.
Troubles and doubts.
Pritchard is my guest all this week. Don't worry, you haven't tuned into 3FM by mistake. He used to be at 3FM. You were there for a couple of years, weren't you?
That was correct, yes. 3 years, just over 3 years.
And then an opportunity came up to come across and join Manx Radio.
That's correct, yes. That's correct.
Yesterday, we talked about how journalism came first, radio came a little bit after. But with a lot of people I've talked to in our world, the media world, it seems to me, and to a lot of my guests, that everything is converging. There is no longer just one sort of, you write or you take pictures or you do radio or audio. It really is getting to the stage where you need to pretty much know your way around everything.
Absolutely. I think, especially with the rise, as it were, in digital engagement, for example, in my opinion, over the last 15 to 20 years, we've seen with social media how much more things go through online. So many aspects of our lives go through it. And I think what that means is it's not only an opportunity to embrace that as a source for content from a journalist perspective, but yes, what it does is it opens up other avenues for not just content to come to you, but for how you put it out. And I think that links into what you're saying there. You have to be a jack of all trades is sort of the way I would think you would have to go with that. You have to have an understanding as time has changed of the different platforms you can do things on. Radio is part of that. As I mentioned previously, Times and newspapers, that's part of that. And they're all, depending on who you're with, there are different ways of doing it depending on where you are. But being able to link all these things together, the likes of your mobile content, the likes of what goes out over the airwaves, what you have written down on paper, you do have to, I think, even if it's not your responsibility to have to put those all together at any given time, it's at least respect and accept that that is an opportunity to use.
What fascinates me is not just the news agenda, because obviously you're reporting on what's happening here in the Isle of Man on any given day, but I'm always fascinated by which story, to use the parlance, goes viral and which photo captures the imagination of the person on social media or looking at it. And you just want, it's like fishing. You throw something out and you wonder who's going to bite.
Yes, it is, most definitely. And I think just going back to what I previously said about the opportunity that social media can offer, sometimes we've all heard that old phrase, you know, a picture says 1,000 words. It can be the right picture that you use, the right subject matter. It combines together. Sometimes when you actually see it put down, it looks like a very simple concept, but that is part of our job to understand what will actually engage with audiences. And in this case, as we say, online, as it were, what's going to go viral. And I suppose a lot of stories, obviously, you require context, you require detail. That is absolutely part of our job. But being able to sometimes just have something short and snappy, something that will be easily accessible to people. The best way of putting it is, how many of us these days are, I don't want to say glued to our phones, but we use them every day. You know, if we're commuting to work on the train or bus, you'll have a flick through your social media feeds or all the news feeds and things like that. That's where a lot of it is. And if you can capture just even in a bite-sized moment something that's going to light up a news feed, that instantly is, from my opinion, a real way to engage people.
I heard a statement the other day that actually backs that up. It was that most people would know within 2 minutes if they've lost their mobile phone. It's up to 2 days or more if they've lost their credit card. You'd never, 10 years ago, believe that would be the case. Oh, my bank card's gone. No, you don't use it much. A lot of people are paying for things using the phone. The phone is everything.
Absolutely. It's completely integrated into almost everyone's daily lives. And obviously for more recent generations and those growing up, that's part and parcel. That's just considered a way of doing things. Whereas, say for, you know, older generations who've adapted to that, many of which have brilliantly, obviously that is yet another change to how things maybe would have done if certain people who were older than me were my age in however many years ago. It is absolutely part of the fabric of everything we do these days.
What attracted you to Manx Radio, Rob? Come on. What attracted you to the job?
I suppose I've said this. There is absolutely nothing negative to say about my previous employers. I've made that very, very clear to everyone. I think just with a lot of the things that I'm hoping to achieve, along with what I hope I can give to Manx Radio, I think it's those two paths of personal objective and obviously from what I would like to be contributing to Manx Radio are just a little more aligned right now. I suppose that, you know, I believe that Manx Radio is the right fit.
It's a good answer. Let's have today's tune. What's it going to be?
Today, taking a slightly different route. It's funny I say this. I say for my time, this is a little more modern than my last one. Yet the thing is, this actually came out when I was in my early high school years, and I look back now and I realise how many years ago that was, and I'm not going to say it out loud. It just makes me realise how long ago it was. But this one is Speed of Sound by Coldplay. I'm a huge Coldplay fan, and this was the first song that they did that really sort of captured my attention at that time, really sort of struck me, and I'm not quite sure why, it just did. And ever since then, I've followed their music, and obviously they've been around for so many years, been hugely successful. This kind of kickstarted that, and it was also, because of how memorable it was, it kind of stuck with me for my early sort of high school years, as it were. So I think that's why I put that in there as another milestone as part of my life so far.
Feel
My guest all this week on MyTunes has recently arrived at Manx Radio Towers as a broadcast journalist. Rob Pritchard is with me all this week. We've talked about the disciplines and the way we've got to know in news. You've got to know how to take the pictures, do the recordings, do the writing, obviously. When we were warming up for this, we do have a warm-up, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't involve alcohol. We had a little warm-up. We talked about the essence of what is going to make a story. And never mind about the way we do it, the digital, the this. It is the story and the way the story is told that will always trump everything, won't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, obviously there is a lot of detail out there. There's a lot of subjects to cover, and it's part of our remit to, first of all, find them and find, yes, what is ticking with people right now. It's understanding that, you know, it's what's not necessarily said in a public forum, on a public stage or whatever, but understanding what is getting people talking. And it changes every day and every week. There are certain things, of course, there are certain subjects, of course, that are consistently a source of discussion when you talk about the likes of health, education, politics, sport, to whichever audience. There are those constants, but branching off that, that's where I think you can find the most valuable things that you to give back as well to readers and listeners. Because if, for example, it's something health related, but it could be specific to one particular area or one particular type of patient, for example, just to name a couple there, it makes it more personable as a topic, because what that does is it shows from our perspective that we're willing to engage with people on these matters, that, you know, they can have a media outlet they can trust to report on things accurately and responsibly, and of course impartially, very important. To make those connections long term with members of the community is absolutely vital, not just in the sense of we want to get content out there, but obviously having allowing people to have that trust in us, that if they came and spoke to us about something, they can look back on it and go, actually, we appreciated the way this coverage was done. Maybe it's something that needs to be discussed more, but it helps in the long term to develop something that takes time.
And also, I was talking to Bill Dale about this when he sat in that chair, how a small idea can really capture the imagination of the public. Keeping your beach clean on the Isle of Man. Beach Buddies is now a phenomenal success, with thousands and thousands of people over the years have become involved in that. Very often you might follow a news story that actually only involves a couple of people, but can spread with interest and engagement to become even a campaign.
Absolutely. Sometimes, like you say, that those ideas, I mean, you've just named Beach Buddies as an example, obviously grown to be, you know, hugely well respected for their work and been an excellent example to organisations and nations off Ireland. I think it's
Hong Kong are now on board as well, even in Hong Kong.
Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, little ideas like that. And when you see someone or an organisation gets innovative, I think, you know, there is a real respect for that. It's whether it's a business or a charity with a new idea to fundraise for a cause, for example. To see that innovation and something fresh as well, there is absolutely nothing wrong with going by tried and tested theories, but seeing people almost challenging the norm in some ways, I think that's why certain ideas, and especially if they're allowed to develop, garner a lot of respect and interest from the wider public.
Which area of the news world that you're covering now is of most interest to you?
That is a very good question. I think, to be fair, there are certain topics, maybe just over the years, that I'm more well-versed on than others. I'm always open to being educated on these ideas. You have to keep an open mind. If you do have any prejudices, you leave them at the door. That is absolutely the most important thing, because if you don't, it can affect, I believe anyway, I think it can affect the way you come across and how that is interpreted to readers. And as, of course, if that's the case at somewhere like Manx Radio, you don't want to be the one that potentially tarnishes that reputation. And I'm not saying anyone has. I'm talking hypothetically here. but it is. There are certain areas that I am more well-versed on, I would say, just over time. but I wouldn't say that I would lean to one of them. I think that would be quite a naive thing to do in this game.
I think the diplomatic core is only a moment away for you, Rob. I tell you, a very diplomatic answer indeed. Let's have today's choice of music.
So we have Extreme Ways by Moby. Now, the first time I actually heard this is from one of my favourite sets of films, the Jason Bourne films. It's just something, I don't know what it is about, maybe it's just the connection to the films and how much I've enjoyed them over the years. It's really hard to explain as well, but it has always stuck with me, and I don't know why. And I suppose that's maybe one of the charms about it, I guess.
In the Manx Radio newsroom a few weeks ago, well, a couple of months maybe, not that long. How long has it been, Rob?
It's been a couple of weeks now.
Absolutely
flown by.
Couple of weeks. Rob Pritchard here on the Isle of Man. Now then, I say here on the Isle of Man because, is it 3 and a bit years you've been here so far?
Yep, that's right. I moved over in May 2018.
Now then, honest answer to this one. No more of your diplomacy. How welcome were you made on the Isle of Man? And I've got my fingers crossed here. How welcome were you made as a news hound fresh from somewhere else?
The honest and truthful answer, I was absolutely overwhelmed with how well I was welcomed by people. I moved over here, and I've said this to so many people that I know. When I first moved over here, I knew virtually no one. I'd obviously met some people from the workplace that I was joining. And at that point, I've lived away before, so I'm quite used to it, but I'm comfortable in myself to try and get myself embedded somewhere. And trying to do that, obviously I have interests outside of work. I'm a hockey player. I dabble in the acting side of things. With yourself, we have done that, and in the creative writing side as well. So I was keen to around the work. Obviously, that was the focus when I first moved over. But I was still keen as well to try and get myself out there and meet new people, because I knew that would just help me personally. And I was asking for advice, largely just online, just hoping someone might lead me an avenue. I was absolutely overwhelmed with responses, the things to do, people to meet. And to me, that is something I hugely respect and I hugely welcome, because I'd like to think I'd do that for someone else if I could. And little things like that, just getting myself into pockets of things to do, whether it is, playing hockey or getting involved in acting or getting involved in the creative writing, really helped me to settle really quickly. I actually said to people over months after I joined, people kept asking me, how are you settling on the Isle of Man? How are you finding it? I said, within 4 to 6 weeks, I felt completely at home. And that really is thanks to your residents that made me feel so welcome here.
In a few months, Isle of Man goes to the polls. We'll have a new government. We'll have a new 5-year period of our Tim Walt. Everything will be new and fresh and bubbly, and off we go. What are the big stories you see coming down the tracks in these next 5 years that you expect to be covering?
I would imagine, obviously, I think Douglas Promenade is going to be absolutely an ongoing scenario, I think is the best place to put it. There's been so much said about it, and there will continue to be that. I do think, obviously, the government recently unveiled plans for the TT going forward. I personally think it's going to be quite interesting going forward to see how the TT format evolves over time, because, of course, not having it for 2 years, I think, is going to be a quite interesting one, as in what format it will settle over the next few years, because there are so many different aspects that have to be managed with that side of things. Not just, obviously, race schedules and race closures, but there will be the way fans are accommodated, the way sponsorships are run. There are so many different aspects to it, I imagine. Obviously, the DFE, for example, will probably be in a better position to talk about that sort of thing right now. I think as well, the sewage treatment works in the west of the island, that's looking like an interesting development. Obviously, we're seeing the way that's going to go. And one of the big ones right now, something that actually I've been covering personally, is about residential care in the west of the island. We've seen the news, of course, that the Coyle Memorial Home is due to close in July. There have been efforts to save it and preserve it. There have been local campaigners obviously doing their utmost to try and keep it open, but sadly that does appear to be the case right now. I think that, as part of a larger picture for residential care in that region of the island, will be something that is very much of interest going forward. They're just, to name just a couple, other things will materialise, no doubt, going forward.
They certainly will. They always do. And one thing, it's never the same 2 days running. It's never going to be dull. Rob, thank you for this. Let's have your final track. My goodness me, I was barely born when this came out. What's driving this choice?
Anyone who knows me, I'm from the Merseyside area originally. And the Beatles, of course, are... It's everywhere. Always will be. Again, there's no particular reference or reason behind it, but just something that was a little different from like some of the bigger hits that they had. And I'm not saying that this wasn't, but it was just... I like how short and sharp this one is, I think is the best way to put it. You look at a song like Hey Jude, for example, an absolute classic. I Saw Her Standing There. No particular reference or reason behind this one, but I just think as a slightly different look at the incredible influence they have, it's something that's always stuck in my mind as a snappy and entertaining one.
Marvellous choice. Great to have you with us, Rob. Every success for you here at Manx Radio. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being on My Tunes.
Thank you very much for having me.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll
Beatles, early days as well. I saw her standing there. The choice of my guest on My Tunes all this week, Rob Pritchard. And thank you for joining us here at manxradio.com for another podcast. There'll be more coming at you, well, every day. So keep coming back. There'll be something you like for sure.